Everyone focus on the blissness of Christoli's being shit.
The trouble is, I think Orcs is the best codex they've done this edition, both in terms of
strength
and like almost like fluff, because it just it feels so right. Mm. I think Custodes is worse.
I'm at players right now. We're not that bad.
Yay! All they could have done is just have a teleporting detachment for Custodes.
No.
Well, but once per like, so give everything like Deep Strike or something. With their
can you imagine set, giving them a 5-inch deep strike?
No, and then normal deep strike.
Hmm.
Not a special deep strike.
Bounce reroll charges they've got.
Okay, cool. Have you seen their data sheets? It wouldn't matter. Right now, it wouldn't matter.
I'm just leeching off the bliss and the ignorance. I read bits and that's it.
You can run 15 wardens, because it's still by far the best data sheet. It's just the detachment you run them in now doesn't have fights first, doesn't have Trajan's abilities, doesn't have minus one damage. The other good thing they had access to, can't regenerate model, can't reroll charges on the Blade Champion. Basically, anything good they could do.
It is music to me.
Oh, can't.
It's like Beethoven.
Oh, yeah, we've got two Stones haters over here.
It is music, so are you? It's like.
Can you hear that? Sat thousand of a thousand Custodi players crying in unison.
It sounds like
Brant basically does live in the next village of Lara. I can hear it at night crying himself to sleep.
Cry wanking finishes last terribly off.
You should have got him over here for a little segue into Custodies.
So everyone in the intro is just fully Custodies out, Brant, you're done. Goodbye.
You are the weakest codex. Goodbye.
I'm not angry.
Just disappointed.
Nah, my meme. Nah.
I also right here, we've got Ash, got Josh and Matt here. I'm going to go for Hellstorm. How are you both?
Good.
Matt, it's been a while. You're alive?
It has, yes. It's probably been a long while since I've been here. And that's, to be fair, a long while since I played an event as well.
Yes.
Been a good 6-7 weeks or so since I played an event. Goonhammer being the last one. So I'm certainly out of practice.
You were never in practice to start with. Yeah, so
one would argue.
The Hellstorm on a weekend.
Yes.
I certainly can't go now.
Yes.
I'm very, very annoyed about it, but obviously I've got to pay the bills.
Mm. You don't have to.
Where am I going to fucking live?
On the street.
I can live with you.
Yeah, fine. Fuck it. Live in the garage if you want.
You're smart at night.
No, because I'll afford, mate. I'll let you paint all my models.
I mean, have we got to the point where you can sell needs yet to, like, pay for food?
Could do it if that. That'll go, keep going for a while. I've got that many models, yeah.
Pro painted. £200
pro. I've heard Ginger's teeth go for a lot of money on the black market. Herbal medicine.
I'll sell Tess.
One camel.
For fuck's sake. Who wants to go first?
Why are you not going? Why are you disappointing us?
Because I've got to work. There's been fuck up on some jobs.
So like, you fucked up, yeah.
No, Overtrain.
She's fucked up. You just didn't want to tell us, yeah.
No, I said this in the group chat. Overtrain's are fucked up, so now we've got to go to the Glasgow job early.
Passing the blame, as always. Typical painters and decorators. The Sparky did a bad job.
We are supposed to be the last trade on site, make everything look good, and when they fuck up, we have to fix it.
Sounds like a new problem.
It is a fucking new problem. It is a fucking new problem.
We didn't cause the problem, that's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. He is a problem, but in other ways.
Yeah, well, no, I'm fucking gutted because I do like Hellstorm. It would have been a laugh.
It's going to be a lot more peaceful without you.
Yeah, it probably will be.
I can't play bingo now, can I?
No.
Oh,
yeah. That's me. It's going to be shit about me.
There's no Tom either, is there?
Nope.
So there's going to be
that's probably good for everyone.
And there's no Jed.
Oh. Yeah.
It's going to be a role peaceful, isn't it?
the three best people.
Peaceful and sober.
The thing is, I wouldn't have actually drank because we've got a rod down. There's not a way I'm fucking drinking that over the weekend as well. I'm going to be drinking Wednesday. I'm going to be drinking Thursday.
Into Friday. Like, it's definitely a lie. Like, you definitely have drank.
Probably would have, and I would have been fucked. I would have been knackered.
Yeah, you just would have continued it on, like, started early. Like,
yeah, just... You wouldn't have...
There's no alcohol there, though.
If you don't stop drinking...
There's no alcohol there.
So there's a little bit, but then there's a pub next door, so you just be like, oh, I concede for the one next door.
Well, I won't concede it, because Baldy is a game that has done in 5 minutes anyway.
Exactly.
I have a win, and I'll lose in 10 minutes.
Just go first, push everything in the middle, go, oh, can you kill it? Yes. Oh, yeah. Shit, next door.
I did have a new list I wanted to try. It had two rhinos.
Not two Land Rovers, though, is it?
No, two rhinos.
What's this thing about, what Ben was on about earlier? Land Raiders throwing grenades.
Oh, it's because the Land Raider Redeemer used to have, like, grenade launchers.
So they give it the grenade strap keyword.
Yeah. But it's the only one that can have it, but thematically it makes sense.
I thought it was just throw opponents.
That would also work.
What, throw your Land Raider opponents?
Yeah, well, they're not.
That's how you play.
That's why.
Yeah. You need to try that tactic from off that post. Just start screaming Blood for the Blood God.
Oh no, wait, start doing press-ups. Yeah, press just pull a way out of nowhere. Like, just pick Angron up like...
No, get your two Angrons and use them both as dumbbells. Yeah.
It's too far, that is too far. People might get angry.
You can anger two communities at the same time.
Thing is, I don't have the two Angrons no more. Tom does. Oh. So now all the blame goes towards him.
Yeah,
pass the blame on.
Well, he's got plenty of blame usually on that taxpayers' money just
play hell divers.
Just play hell divers and fucking chatting shit down group chat.
Honestly, I'm trying to play Horizon Forbidden West at the minute, and no lie, every 5 minutes I will get a fucking invite for Helldivers. I'm sitting there like, Tom, I'm trying to play fucking Horizon, like, you fucking let me play this.
You do not play Horizon, you play Helldivers with Tom.
I've completed Helldivers.
Oh no,
it's an online game. How the hell do you complete it?
I've got all the achievements, so I've completed it.
There's other planets to save.
Oh no,
you said fuck democracy.
Yeah.
Communist now.
Oh, I've fucked Doxy off a minute. I need to fight the robots on Horizon.
They touched you in a bad place, didn't they?
Also, Horizon's like 8 years old. That can wait.
No, the new one's like...
Oh, the new one.
Yeah,
oh,
Forbidden West, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already done the first one. Brilliant game. Now I'm on the second one.
Again, my stat point still stands. It can wait.
Galaxy's burning without you.
Exactly.
Because that's how good I am on it. It's burning without me.
Oh, these years.
I mean, you did walk into that.
Yeah, I know.
Soon as the third faction comes out, the Illuminant, whatever, I can't remember the call.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminant,
What are they, cyborgs?
No, these are like aliens kind of thing. They're kind of like...
Portuguese-based aliens.
They basically are Eldar. Like fucking Eldar. Like very smart, very high, highly advanced. Games
are elves.
Yeah.
Space elves.
But when they come out, which should be very soon, that's when I will jump on back on it properly.
Cool. Orcs.
But also, Orcs. I need to play Jedi Survivor after Horizon.
He really does.
Yeah.
He really does.
You've got a long list. You need to...
But then he needs to play Return.
You go play, and me and Matt will take it.
Right, over to these guys, see you later.
Anyway, down to business.
Right, go on then, who wants to go first?
I'll go first, cool. I am on the Legions of Votann, because if it wasn't clear, nids are dead.
There we go. And that's why I've not missed Matt being on these.
Hold on, nids are dead, Mark 1.
Only one.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it twice, but yeah, that's fine. Anyway, it might have been beforehand.
Yeah, before recording.
Yeah, that's fine. We can cut that bit in. Make it sound too. Yeah, so Legions of Votann. I'm running basically the same list as Goonhammer, which, with a few tweaks, just to make it as MSU as possible. So it's got kind of. It's straightforward units. So, Carl with the Gundamina enhancement that allows it to ignore modifiers, he's going to go with 10. Plasma, I've forgotten the name of the units
because
I've spent so long. Yeah, Hearthguard units, sorry, 10 Hearthguard, well, Baby Terminators is what I've grown to call them. I can never remember the damn name. Then we've got a.
You've got less than 10 data sheets.
I know.
You should be able to remember
half of them are
characters. It's been 6-7 weeks since he played the tournament, so. know.
But he played last Wednesday.
That was last Wednesday. He's been doing the same as me, a lot of PS5.
It's very true. It's very true.
Disappointed.
Then we got an Iron Heel Champion with the enhancement that allows it to pick a objective that a component controls and induce the judgment tokens on it by one. Then we've got three Grimnirs because they're just great. And then we've got 10 Warriors that were split into units of fives with the Iron Blasters. We've got five Sagittarius, because why not, all the high las beam cannons, as I like to call them, casino cannons, because they never do anything great. So
it's because you're rolling shit.
That is true.
Ignore Matt. He doesn't know what he's on about.
I mean,
his dice rolling is just atrocious.
That is also true.
Even worse than going first. Yes.
Yeah, that's non-existent. I've had like literally about seven games in a row going second, but
it's not a roll off. It's I'm going to roll to go second.
Yeah, how much did degree go second? I prefer it. anyway, where were we? Then we've got three units of three bikes, all with the high las roto cannons. We've got 15 Terminators, 1 10 man with plasmas, 1 5 man with Volkites, and two units of five Berserks to go in the Sagittarius as well. So effectively, we'll have two Sagittarius, each with a single Grimnir in it, with a single Grimnir in strat reserve, but I can double up if someone wants to take assassinate against me, because then I just put two Grimnirs in a single transport, reserve it until turn three in my corner and go, you're stuck on 12.
Unless they've got indirect.
Yeah, well, of course, that doesn't... It's not like I just do this every game. I have to actually think. I'm not you. I can't just go, let's shoot shit from behind
cover. I was waiting for that. I was literally waiting for that. I'm not you.
I wasn't the one spamming indirect at the weekend. Just gone. Just saying.
And that was brutal, but we'll get into that later. And then we've got two units of five, the two five-man berserks into Sagittarius as well with the mole launchers, which are great, but only slowing them down on a four-person is really annoying. And then one of the 10-man warriors splits up into two fires. One starts on the board for Sticky and one sits on the objective. And one goes in the transport just to be annoying as fuck. And it's a list I've been working on and using for quite a while now. And whilst I can do some tweaks to add in some land fortresses in there, I like having a lot of little units just to go around making sure scoring's okay and have like two or three units in most cases sitting on objectives to survive. Having played against a lot of indirect from Guard, Eldar, and also Orcs, funny enough, it's quite helpful just to
have Orcs. Orcs around me that
list. He wasn't there when he was at his peak. This also, is mere peasant like, play. This
playing
is.
Playing against Jed, he bought indirect from Orcs. I'm like, fucking hell. What is
this? I was going to say, Jed's going to be in his element as soon as this guy gets trolls.
Oh no.
I'm having a break from Warhammer. It's going fucking out the window.
Somehow he's back now.
He popped in on Saturday and bought some more looters.
I thought they kind of stayed the same. Oh, no,
well, looters or burner boys. I don't know. I've not.
Yeah. As long as he's got 15 meganobs, he's fine.
He's definitely got 15 meganobs.
He is one as well.
He's 16.
Yeah.
He's the captain.
Captain Meganob. I'm not going to enjoy these next few months, so I.
Well, I don't know. If you get a buff next week, apparently, then we'll see. But, that is my list. Simple, straightforward, like Josh says. It's only got 10 data sheets. I'm using like 7, 8 of them. So there's not a lot of other options I can do.
We'll have a new one soon.
Yeah. If I can just get some infiltrate and some loan up in the list, it'll
and you'll
be
have
great.
A codex in a second wave.
At this rate, I don't want a codex.
What about? It's good, bad, good, bad.
Yeah.
You can't be as bad as Custodius.
But I mean, I'm not going to trust my luck to get the good codex in too.
So it's 50-50. It's better than some of your dice rolling's been.
No, I'm still not.
I'll just take the index. Yeah, but it depends what army is linked with when they release the codex.
There's Xenos, and there's not been a bad Xenos book yet.
You're trying
you
to
are.
Line us up.
Fuck you up.
That's right, two.
No, I'll put two bombs down there. Three. Because I got pissed off.
Right. Hear me out. So, would you rather have an Admet book or an Id book?
An Admet book.
would you rather have a Stonehenge monk?
I mean, that's a stupid question.
Tell the camera.
Custodians are bad. the point of me not wanting a codex for Legion of Voltan is that the current detachment rule is the thing that gives us the pick four units judgment token on each of them. Without that, you only have access to the ability to when your unit dies, i.e. the army rule is just when your unit dies, you put one on them, and that's what gives you the plus one hit and plus one wound. i.e. the detachments have to be very good to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. Here's a unit with two judgment tokens on it immediately, because that and the CP that comes with it.
Might add that onto your army rule.
I doubt that. It's just gonna be balancing that, because you really notice the power difference between hitting on fours, wounding on normal, than plus one hit, plus one to wound.
I know how I feel. I hit on fours.
With an indirect piece.
Toots.
Hmm.
Not anymore. I've been nice. No scout centres. Zero. So I can hit only on threes. Yeah, so I'm a nice person.
Yeah, but you also get like 2d6. That's 12 shots.
It's not that good. I don't know about them. God are perfectly not fine.
You nearly said perfectly broken then. I heard that slip out then. You nearly said perfectly broken. You finally admitted that.
No. Definitely just
in time of recording.
You finally admitted.
God are perfectly not.
Time of recording, the 15th of April. God have a 40% win rate. All them scrubs are doing the Lord's work.
I mean, from last weekend, you're one of them. Hey.
Actually, I was on 60%. 66% technically.
Okay, yeah. But then the GT?
Don't worry about that. I had a bad one.
Corner, Josh.
So.
21 to cause.
Nope.
16 ball green. Done.
No, I've just gone less. I've actually had a drastic change.
He says drastic change. He listed Zanger's list version 1.1.
No. This is I am Pan. Shit Pan. After my own tragic time at Peterborough Slam. Fuck. Anyway, so the basic principle is the same. I've still got Lord Solar. Still got Command Squad. Still got Ursula Creed.
Still got 30 Kazakin.
Still got 22 Tank Commanders. But now this is where the change happens. I've gone for two units of Katacha because they're cheap.
It's like a 5-point difference what you had originally.
5 points, 5 points. Say that. And then to back them up, I've got three lots of three Borgrin.
Okay.
Instead of 2 6-mans. Bit wider. It's nice.
I mean, I actually prefer that because they're much easier to kill.
Yeah. I'm not sold on that, but I can't be asked to change it now. I've got reps in with it now, so. And data's play next week, so.
Is it actually next week?
I mean,
yeah. Are we having another, let's just segue here for a second. Are we having another Josh moment where he predicts every day, day's late day, it's 2-3 weeks later, it's still that fucking come?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Thursday, because what I expect...
It's the last Thursday.
We'll have a meta-analysis from GW on this Thursday. If that happens, then I'll be pretty confident that day's late is next.
They will announce on Sunday.
That is also true.
Okay. Oh,
this week in Warhammer, balanced date slate.
Okay.
Guaranteed. But yeah, where was that?
Not going to.
30 Kazakin.
Surprise.
Yeah. And then 2 mana course, Basilisk. And then the real changes. I put Gaunt's Ghost back in.
Good. They should never have left.
Yeah, I missed. Trying to play tactical without Gaunt's Ghost is an absolute fucking nightmare. Just can't get anywhere. And then I've added some rapier batteries in.
They have small cannon things.
Yes.
Yeah, free.
Yes, they're regiment, so they can come back. I can make them hit on threes. And they're twin linked.
For fuck's sake.
But they're only AP2.
That's still like twice as much AP. All of Nids have got.
But turns out, because they're infantry, they can go on top of the big L's in LGT. And they fit perfectly on that top wall.
You've taken a leaf out of D-cannons, haven't you?
D-cannons are worst at this kind of range. But I wish I had devastating wounds.
Yeah, but you don't have devastating wounds. You don't have indirect. So I'd still rather be a D-cannon.
Yeah. Yeah, but. Yeah, D-cannons are bad, but I'm cheaper. I'm 105 points for three.
You basically get to use them twice, so you're 55 points for three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're going to bring them back at least once a game, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, because it's 30... I think it's 35 points.
So 105.
Yeah. Yeah, 35 points piece.
Hmm.
Which is nice. But the twin links, the way it's at. That, so it's nice to see. They actually pulled away last week at the weekend and that managed to put a Catan down.
What, by a wound?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is impressive these days.
Yeah, doing anything Catan's happy days. They killed a few vehicles in that. They helped mash up a warden squad at the weekend, so I'm happy with that. Just picked up some nights, but
I'll revisit this question next week because I can definitely see you being like this shit in a week's
time. They're not brilliant. they're not good, but they're just serving a purpose at the minute.
Public statement time. They were fucking shit.
No, they do well into the match at the minute.
Are they little vehicles? So they give up, bring it down.
No, the infantry.
Are they like carriage batteries?
Artillery.
Why the fuck are they infantry?
Good God, bro. Why not? That's why.
It's Forge World.
Because I was just thinking, oh, you could if they give up 2 points per model, so 6 points.
Oh, no,
you could just be like, oh, I'm going to kill them twice, get 12, bring them down points.
Let's get the day sheet.
That would be a great idea, because obviously you don't really get into the indirect, but if you kill that unit twice and the two tank models, which you're basically going to try and do anyway.
Yeah.
There's.
I'm not points. Giving up, bring it down now, so I haven't got any Scar Sentinels.
That's the nice trade-off.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. Because Assassinate's
just a trap. Oh, Assassinate's terrible against me.
Yeah.
Because three of them are stuck in the behind the big L.
Yeah.
At any one time.
And they're also in a massive unit. So
and the only, yeah, the only two you've got, really, are the two tank miners and Gaunt's Ghosts. But because I haven't got to chuck them out... It's better. So their keywords are infantry, artillery, grenades, regiment, imperium, and rapier, laser, destroyer, battery. Perfection.
You can also, I suppose it's nice, because you can also move them through a wall.
Yep.
And shoot with them, because they're probably like 4 inches.
The problem is, they hit on fives.
They move like 5 inches?
Six.
Why?
T4. 3 wounds apiece as well. So they're not even that easy to kill. But that's where it is. 36, 2 attacks, strength 12, AP2, D6 plus 1.
So they're lance cannons.
Heavy and twin. It's a shit of lance cannon.
They're twin link lance cannons.
Twin link lance cannon with 12 inch shorter range and less 1 AP.
48 to 36 is not a huge difference.
Yeah. But yeah, they do. They pick up a bit. This is the worst bit though, that their ability, when this unit's been affected by an order, provided it remains stationary. Guess what it gets?
Oh, lethal hits.
Gets lethal hits.
So guess what?
Detachment rule. Again.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be great when you get other detachments at the end.
It's not bad. You just take it because it's two last cannons for twin link.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it for the twin link because I can't get through vehicles.
No.
As I found out against Marines.
Mm.
When my tank commander's bounced off a fucking Land Raider.
I mean, did he do smokescreen and void? No. And,
he was naturally in cover.
Oh, okay.
And armor contempt.
Well, smokescreen is the one that gives him minus one hit as well.
Yeah.
So you can be like, I've got armor minus contempt. One. I got extra. Yeah, just all three abilities. Because I've shot my entire Nids army at one land ready before and didn't kill.
Yeah.
It's like, here's 3 X-Screen and 3 minus scepters. And it's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Put it this way, against that, I had 2 tank commanders firing at it. I had 2 Kazakin units come up shooting at it, and then I had to charge it, and I still didn't fucking kill it.
Do they have stuff inside?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which then came out
and killed everything.
Not really. He shot one and killed one of my tanks, which then returned fire and killed half the squad.
Okay. That's but, like a bad play on his part.
Yeah, the bad players on my side. Whereas we shall not go into, because my PTSD, I fucking run for its money.
This is what the audience wants.
No, it's not. Yes, it they do not want to see my struggles.
Yes, they do.
I had a bad bit of deployment. It came to bite me on the arse, followed by insanely bad rolling. I turn into ash. Even my opponent goes, and I love it when this happens, your dice have been shit. I'm aware.
When my opponent always says your dice is shit, like, I'm fucking aware of the fucking shit. You don't need to remind me.
It's always game four as well.
Well, yeah, because you like the amount of times you've gone 3-0 on day one and then just fuck it on round four.
Yeah.
It's happened a lot.
I just had a bad time. Well, that fucking... My last game was terrible, though. Fucking Bellacore. I can go fucking shag a dog.
I mean, okay, let me ask you this. Did you leave a nice little 3-inch deep strike?
No.
Okay, that's good. Because you have done that before.
Yes. I'm so I learned from that. I learned that the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I had to go balls to the wall to kill Bellacore to open up everything else. Didn't kill Bellacore. And then everything went bad from there.
Did you not just get within 18 of the other stuff?
Yes, but not within my indirect.
Okay, so you wanted to kill Bellacore with the closer stuff to open up your indirect to kill everything else. I see.
I could have killed something else, but Bellacore's the problem. So I could kill Bellacore, I can open up the stuff at the back, and then as soon as stuff's at the back, he's got to dedicate something back to where my scoring units at the back. Relieves a bit of pressure off at the front, but it turns out if you don't kill Bellacore, that doesn't work.
No.
I fucking hate demons. It's such a good card, an indirect guard, it's insane.
Well, I wouldn't even say demons, I'd say Bellacore.
Yeah, Bellacore. Bellacore's a good card to guard.
I'm surprised they haven't done that. Well, they have, but keyed off a unit is quite nice when they do. Because they've given it to...
It's a good rule, but it's like... And it was on Dawn of War as well, so I was stretched. Yeah. I was stretched all on the back, so I couldn't really concentrate. If it was anything else, it probably wouldn't have been as bad. No, I went second on that as well.
Yeah.
So I only had like one turn to kill Bellacore.
Yeah, you could just throw like... Because wasn't it Monster Mash?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can just put Bellacore surrounded by all of them onto one side.
Yeah.
And try and kill me without your indirect pieces.
Yeah.
You fail, he then shoves everything at you.
So basically I had two tank commanders trying to kill Bellacore.
Yeah, that's not going to work. No. I know you had one Manticore kill Lord Change once, but that was against me.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count.
That was your bad rolling at that point.
That was bad rolling, yeah.
No, I thought I'd kill it, but it's just the re-rolling ones for his...
Oh, he did that, yeah, that's really nice.
Which he rolled like three ones and then we're re-rolled them all.
How annoying that is with orcs and that new...
I'm purposely not looking at orcs.
Green, green tide.
Myself to sleep.
Orcs are fucking mental.
Mm.
We don't know points yet, but at this point it doesn't
really
matter.
So it'll be cheap as fuck.
It doesn't even really matter.
Because it's orcs.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to win Hellstorm.
I'm going to have a good time. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Sure,
I'll give it end of day one and I'll see in the chat. Fuck this. I'm on a shit day.
No, I'm going in with a positive mindset. Guy getting the buff the following week.
Nah,
happy Josh.
They're not getting a buff the following
week.
Right,
let's have a look. 10 pound. God gets some form of a buff.
Are we counting like 5-point drop on Gorn's Ghost or something?
Yes.
No, I'm not. That's ridiculous.
Because to say that, like, okay, yeah, you're probably going to get 5 points off something.
Because then, yeah.
I didn't get any points dropped last time.
I know, but all the dark players come out of the woodwork now, so.
What was it? The fourth most? The second most played faction. No, fourth most played faction.
Second most played faction.
Second fourth most worst. Fourth card. Worst, yes. Yeah. Fourth worst. 40%. It's fine. They just need a new detachment.
The fact that they've set the precedent with the Sky Splinter.
Just give me a new detachment. Just
give everyone, basically, if it gets to June and there's no codex for you, just give us a new detachment.
Oh, there's not. It's guaranteed it's not June.
I said, yeah, because we've had the roadmap to summer. So, yeah, basically, everyone who's not, what is it, Care Space Marines, Tau, GSC,
yeah.
Sisters, and the one that we're not supposed to know what it is, but we do.
Imperial Agents.
everyone else, just give them a new detachment at that point.
No, because they're releasing information about CSM this week.
Yes.
And then, so it's CSM and then Tau, which I believe will probably be in the same weekend.
Mm-hmm. Probably will be.
Because we're getting a bit too close to summer now to...
Well, it depends how they do it, whether they do calendar or astrological or meteorological.
Yeah, because it's June, July, August, or end of June, beginning of September.
I think they do it from the end of June, though, for this summer. So.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's like a split into
the fact that we've just... had it, well, we've not had it released yet, and we've still got another two to go in spring, so
yeah, it'll be another month. I'm happy I've been dropping like in doubles.
This
it's a lot better for people.
The doubles is better, but if you look at it compared to 9th edition, it is significantly slower, even with the COVID slowdowns.
Yeah, I mean, so it's only been a year, and we've got a third.
That's the problem. We've had a third in basically a third of the edition,
true. Yes, God, having the codex for 3 months again.
Someone's going to end up with that situation.
No, there's going to be a big release before Christmas, so in autumn. Whether that'll be God or
Voltan Wave
or 2. What's Eldar, another wave?
Eldar needs something, yeah. Warp spiders are older than most people that can drink.
Ash.
Fucking Alex.
We do not mention the short boy.
They are older than him.
Fucking are older than Alex.
It's really depressing when you like you play Warhammer as a kid and you have a small Eldar army back in like mid 4th edition. You leave the game to go to university. You spend 10 years out of the game. You come back to the game and you're like, why is my Wave Serpent the current Wave Serpent? Why is my Warp Spiders the current Warp Spiders? Why have they not updated any of these Orc Arcs or fucking...
Because fuck Eldar.
Since I left the game 10 years ago.
They've had their lamb, right? They've been the menace of fucking 10th.
Yeah.
For over half.
But this is the thing, you get great value if you buy an Eldar army because it saves current in 10 years. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'd like to think God with this year, but I don't think it will be.
No.
I'm not too fussed. I've got plenty to get on with.
We've got probably another 3 to 4 books at most before Christmas.
The thing I'm most curious about is come summer is if they do a mission pack.
I believe they will.
Because it's been a year.
They kind of have to. We are playing... I think that's one of the biggest problems with tents is it seems really good that there's all these random combinations and it works with almost like a deck of cards. But when you take away the surface of it and you look at what these combinations do, and I mean you've seen this firsthand, there's absolute atrocity that some of the combinations can create in a tournament format.
I've had it multiple times
and as a result we stick to the same ones, and most of the time it's Chilling Rain and it sucks. But then you have other options like, oh, everything gets sticky, or command reroll is an extra CP. Okay, that doesn't sound so bad.
Or you get the one that gives you an extra CP, which I just don't get.
Exactly. It's stupid because, like, I can't use a command reroll 9% of the time, that's fine. Then you fail a 4-inch charge, like, fuck's sake.
Aha!
Yeah.
Fuck!
I played against Tau and spent 4 CP re-rolling charges because I was like, I have to get into combat. I'm going to spend this 2 CP to have a 50% chance or so of actually making it.
Yeah, it's...
It's them come, and then we don't play the ping pong shit one.
Yeah, that's for good reason, though.
The one that UKTC had now brought in where the objectives disappear and there's like an alpha.
I played that.
That's far too swingy as well. It's,
yeah, we're not going to mention that when Ben's around.
A lot of them...
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
A lot of them are becoming far too luck based from the offset.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a massive fan of tactical cards. It's another random chance you get something good.
It is. I have learnt to like them after not after hating them for most of the edition, just because CP is great. And
what's that? I don't get that benefit.
Yeah, I have to do a tactical world eaters anyway.
You
I
do.
I can't do.
Yeah. But the other issue I have is, like, there's a lot of thought going into building your list for certain fixed secondaries, and then you just go against someone who's just like, I haven't thought about it at all, I've got a tactical, draw really good cards, and suddenly they're neck and neck with you on secondaries. It's like, God, you just lucked into this.
I think I'd like some more fixed.
Fixed ones are difficult.
Like, though, maybe like a faction specific fix.
No, we're not going down that route again. We're not doing that route.
Why
again.
Not? Mine no, perfectly fucking, fine.
Nids ones are fucking awful.
Thank you.
Absolute,
I mean, fucking hell. You want to say it again?
Do you remember how
broken? Yeah, well, they're fucking shit. Shit. It was honestly fucking shit.
They were terrible.
Yeah. And so, remind me, what were they?
Shit.
I need to tell you what they were, because they're that bad. The problem, I mean, it's a double-edged sword there, because Nids at one point was so strong, but also had shit secondaries. If they were so strong and had good secondaries, they were fucking menace. But then also, World Eaters, do you remember how easy their secondaries were?
Like, the fucking Orcs one, with the Gretchen. What was it, boots?
Oh,
it was almost like have a Gretchen unit in each corner or something, wasn't it?
Necrons have ridiculous ones as well.
Yeah,
Necrons. Can you imagine mine right now? Fire inflexible commander.
Oh, God.
No, we don't want Sith in the fucking faction.
Just sitting back in the corner. Doing fuck up.
It'd be ironic because one of our secondaries was kill shit with silence units, and then we were like, oh great, we can do it with non emissaries now. Oh wait.
Can we? What can they kill?
Fuck all.
Literally.
You know what they can kill? Your spirits play Nids.
Yes.
It's just depressing, like, how much fucking Nids I painted last year, and then they're just like, they haven't been used for 6 months.
Fucking hell, man.
Just leave it on now,
Nids.
Just
put it on.
We've gone on to fucking Nids,
for fuck's sake. What's he for? Nid hate.
Infinity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a Nid love. We only bitch about it because we love them.
Oh, right. You know the slogan from Fallout, war never changes. No, hate for Nids never changes.
I'm in the same boat with Matt, though, because, like, when all them new models come out, I'm so happy to paint them away. It's just time fucking wasted.
And then just go back to our Nid review video.
Oh, my
God. Fucking loved it.
I might fucking...
Then we played with it. I was like, oh God.
It's bad. Yes. During the temptation, it's been to delete that video.
Yeah.
It never fucking happened.
Oh no, it happened, I remember.
That video never happened. I'll delete it.
You know it's bad when Davey comes off Nids.
Oh yeah.
He's fucking started welding his now.
Smooth brains.
So there's two well known Nids players that have gone to World Eaters, and there's two, all from my lot, and there's two that have gone to Leagues of Votan. Yeah. So it says a lot.
What does that say about the people as well? Like, the ones that got to the smooth brain army. The ones that got to the photo where a bit more thinking involved. I mean, look at me and Matt. Small, smooth brain.
The Chewbacca of new players.
I mean, I almost went to Demons, but I played against it on.
I'll put an air in that coffer straight away. Turns out when you fuck a load of changeover with a sentinel, it fucking ruins your spirit for
the problem is I wanted to do pure Zinch demons and they are bad at the minute.
Yeah. You have to have Bellicor.
Yeah.
And Nurglians.
Yeah, which I wouldn't want to use. So
cool. So we are now on a brand new army, what's not gonna phase out anytime soon.
Exactly.
It was a wise tactical decision.
It was. I mean, the other thing is, like, I've got 200 Gaunt models I need to rebase. Cannot be fucked.
Well, you might as well start now. If you start it now, by the time you actually get it all done, Nids might be good again in 11th edition.
See, what? When? With the, no. I just bought basic standards. I did that as well, but
they're just, I don't like them.
I don't like them, but I'm not rebasing all them. No. Okay, it's too much.
I think you should do it.
No. I did it last edition. What, 40 warriors.
I was doing it again. 40. You've only got 120 gauntlets to do.
I don't see the logic there at all.
The smaller bases, so it's technically the same.
The smaller bases are more annoying.
Yeah, but they're also one of the slot bases as well. So, and have you seen the fucking hooves on Nids and how they're...
The brakes are fucking easy as well. They are
not good designed. They're really nice.
You start messing around when they're on the base, they break so fucking easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
Hot wire gum.
The only way I thought you could actually do it is to basically cut the rim off so the plate they still sit on is still there. Take that plate, stick it onto the correct base size, and then fill in basically the new
circumference. So what have they gone from? 25 to...
28.
It's a stupid change.
It's stupid. It's
stupid. 28 is the bottom size of 25. So you can just stick it on top.
But then the depth is a lot thicker.
That's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
But then you've only got a glue old base onto new base then.
Yeah.
And they look a bit higher. Just do a bit more. It look cool.
Mm. It's fine. Anyway, moving on.
Yes. Back to fucking...
Back to hate land.
No. We're
speaking of hate land.
Oh, fucking didn't behave. I want to edit this
fast. I've been told to behave.
Behave yourself.
This is my cry for help.
Mid hate. Who else got in Hellstorm?
Ben. With his lovely little Harlequins.
Yes.
Which is basically take one of each data sheet that's Harlequin keyword and go with that.
Brian.
One last game in with
the Constellation. The last
for
PJ.
PJ.
Death Guard, I want to say. Yeah.
Jono, Death Guard.
Glenn. Stinky Boy. Glenn. Eldar.
Glendar.
Ash. Oh, wait.
Ash, Dark Angels.
No, he's not going. Yeah, Ash.
Ash should go.
He is going. There's quite a few of us going.
Yeah. Looking down, it looks like this. It's like Goonhammer, like a third of us are fucking.
That looks going.
I don't think so.
No, he's back at university.
University.
Mm. Is that everyone? I think so. So that's almost aside from Tom.
Ash, himself, Ben, Brandon. There's literally one of my load of his and there's none of his. Jono. Me, of course. Matt. That's PJ.
Glenn.
I don't think Glenn's going.
Yeah.
I thought Glenn was going.
No, Glenn.
No Glenn. No Glenn then.
Yeah, he's concentrating on RTTs, apparently. At the minute.
Yeah.
No, it's a good mix. It's like... We'll see if we can piss some people off.
Generally, you get paired into... Because, much like Goonhammer, we're going to get paired into each other again.
There's
like six, seven of us. So, it's got to happen.
I thought Josh Roberts weren't going, but he is. Guess what he's taking?
Necrons.
Yes.
The same list is like one, like... Isn't he lost like one game or something stupid?
Something like that.
It's a bit either.
Oh, look, it's Kinetic Core. Illuminator Series. Triple Plasmancer, triple Technomancer. Looks about the same.
18 Wraiths, and then them weird Forge World Wraiths as well.
Kinetic Wraiths, Doomstalker, Locust. Kinoptic. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Brian, what's your predictions?
I'm going to do shit. I'm going to go 3-2.
That's what I'd like to do as well, to be fair. I'm keeping it simple.
I'd like to do better, but there are some good people going.
Yeah. I liked it when it was six rounds because 4-2 seemed reasonable, but also just felt a lot better than 3-2.
Mm. Now, what I like five games. No, I also like the six.
No, I prefer six because it just travel for me. It just makes it so much more viable when there's three games a day.
Yeah, true.
Especially when your fourth game looks like it's going to suck. And then you've got like one other game after that to look forward to.
Yeah, true. I'd like to... I think 3-2 is realistic. 4-1 I'd be very happy with.
Mm.
or even better, Fiverr.
Doesn't that put you in first and second at that point?
Yes, it
does. That's not fucking cool.
Because, what, 52 people?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah.
But it's the droop. I don't think I'll do it though, because I'm still... But
it's very much pairing, so... Like,
pairings and that, and I realise I don't prep enough for tournaments. No.
It's hard to prep fast on, because you've got so many terrain formats to consider. So yeah. You just... I mean, you know where your pieces are going, you know what you're doing. As long as you know what your deployment is, roughly is, you know what you're doing first turn, you know what kind of second you want to aim for.
Well, turns out my luck in pairings is fucking woeful.
Yeah, Ben gets all that luck.
If I had like half of the luck Ben got with pairings, I'd be going 4-1 regularly, I imagine.
Yeah. Basically, ever since the time he had 4 Ducari when he was running that mean Marine.
So what you're telling me, I have to take one really shit tournament?
Yes. He's resetting himself with the Harlequins this weekend, and then we'll be back onto random stuff.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Basically, take full tank guard.
No, because it's boring.
Okay, full infantry spam guard.
That's also boring.
Full Kazakin
style
spam guard.
No. No, I like this list. It's a nice mix.
Here you go.
18 Borgren.
No. Remember that cavalry list we talked about?
the Rohan one.
Right, for ruin.
Yes.
Take that.
Please, Josh.
I've still got that on TTS. I also need to play.
Please.
Just speak to Nate.
I put it all on trays on TTS, and it looks horrific.
Just speak to Nathan and everyone else you know who plays guard, and just
get... Nathan keeps trying to egg me on to do it, but
exactly. I feel like, okay, so if you do badly this weekend and 3-2 councils are doing badly, you're going to go on to it, yeah?
No, because I'm not going to spend all that money.
Why not? Not stop you before.
Yeah, that's true.
You have a 3D printer.
Exactly. And also, how many boxes for the guard Cadia box stands did you buy? Okay, let me rephrase that. How many did you buy, and then how many did you win?
I won one. I have 5. I have only built not even one.
Okay, so sell off the other 4 and buy horses.
No, because I will use it. I'm slowly getting through my backlog.
But what backlog do you have? Every unit except horses, by the sound of things.
I need more of it.
Okay, you have 3 Rogaldorns.
Yes.
What else was there in the box that you needed? Oh, the massive fucking artillery pieces.
Yes, which I've never used since.
Exactly. They're never going to be decent.
Shit.
Because they're just too big.
100 mil bases.
They're just too big.
The Sentinels I've used. And the Command Squad. Lord Solar.
Yeah, but one Lord Solar. You've got literally 5 Lord Solars.
I have done.
What are you going to do with all that? Like, sell them.
I've only got... Oh, no, because it's all infantry.
But you've got enough infantry. That's 100, you just that's said 100. You don't want to run full infantry.
Yeah, but I want full of... I want options.
Which you're never going to use.
Don't try and justify my bad habits.
Just buy 18 horses.
No, we're trying to help you out here.
Well, you know what?
We are, by getting rid of your pile of shame that's never going to go down.
This going down. I painted some more. I finally got through all my Kazakin backlog.
Because you realised that Kazakin were good.
Well, they were good when I had them all. But I didn't get around to painting it.
No.
I've done all my Borgrin. Turns out I might need another 6.
18?
Mm-hmm. If 18 Wraiths are good, why not 18 Borgrin?
I mean, can you reanimate Borgrin?
No.
Then there's your reason.
But I can stop 18 Wraiths with 18 Borgrin.
Sound like a good trade.
It is. And then the rest of my army just picks up the rest of it. It's a lot of points.
The rest of their army picks up the message.
The
logic works both ways.
What did I tell you before we started recording? When Josh talks about God now,
just agree.
Just agree.
I'm not agreeing.
To agree. Agree. Just agree what he said, and the podcast goes so much smoother. We just agree. And under our teeth.
Yes,
and we have about it on the chat that after. That's what we do now.
Yes, it definitely works. Josh is 100% right.
I'm giving the guard players good tips, innit?
And when it finishes, you can have it. We'll get that the chat after.
That win rate. Doing the Lord's work. I've already told Nathan he's going to lose all of his games to offset Dom.
Yeah. Well, we could just not make Dom lose all of his games.
I tried that, but he wants to win.
Okay, cool.
He's fed up losing to Josh in the last round, which is understandable.
That makes sense, yeah. That makes sense. Cool. So, have I got to do the same thing with League for a time now? Because they're not going to get any changes.
They might.
Just reverse what they had last time. It was kind of unnecessary.
They were very good though before. They'd be very good into the meta at the minute if they had 9 points.
Yeah, but not Orcs.
And you didn't roll like a bag of shit.
Not Orcs though.
I don't know, I think you did better into Orcs than you would.
Orcs are difficult to deal with. Because
so if they start knocking around 10 man plus squads.
For Orcs?
Yeah.
But it's the OC that's the issue. Not killing them.
Oh, you don't need... No, yeah, yeah. It's you just take Hearthguard and just like...
Yeah.
Blast!
Killing them is not an issue because I've easily killed like 60 York bodies in a turn before, but it's just outscoring them because they've got enough chaff to still do secondaries and it's just hard to sit on primary.
Mm. Just go first.
Yeah, I know. I like how that's your
the good win condition.
Just go first.
I didn't go first at all at the weekend.
Okay. And can you do that against me, like just once ever?
Nah.
Can you do that against the rest of us, please? Just...
You don't come down anymore, so it's no point.
PS5, as
well. PS5 go.
What's the? Is it beep?
You've got Fallout to watch. Fuck the PlayStation off.
See, I was gonna do that weekend, but I was watching football.
Excuses.
Like the PS5, this is how it works. It goes beep, and then you in the distance. Is that the PS5? You on the PS5?
Oh, no, I slipped when I was dusting. It's like that the slow motion falling.
So you've got a disc.
Friends request comes up straight away from top.
I need to paint world eaters. Oh no, how did this get in my hands?
I've now come to the understanding I hate sisters.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I still haven't played against sisters.
That's my problem. I haven't played. I've played into them twice. Won one, lost one.
I haven't played sisters. I've played against Death Guard once.
Really?
That's it.
Got it Wednesday.
I know, that's why I want it, because get more practice into it.
You can play against Jono. Jono's actually getting pretty good now. Eventually. I'll literally go and just start abusing him straight away when I walk in on a Wednesday. It's brilliant.
He's getting his mindset now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's I'm going full send in my brain.
What was it? Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that,
Charlie.
It's a good tactic, I tell you. Try that on Wednesday.
I'll try it. I told him next one. We'll move them there.
Yeah, it's a good tactic, mate. Very good tactic.
It's quite funny though when you do that and someone is like, why? And like, no reason.
Oh, really?
My next tactic is next tournament where there's no bar, I'm taking 2 glasses, a bottle of rum, and some mixer.
And that's when you get thrown out of the event.
I'm going to try it. See what happens.
Take a flask.
Yeah, just take a flask. Or even better, one of them hats from America. With fucking straws.
Yeah, because that won't be really obvious.
Yes, that's the obvious. Oh, who's got alcohol? No, it's just hanging off his head.
I haven't not touched any alcohol. Look. You can disguise it as an Angron helmet.
Fucking what? What are you fucking on?
World Eater's helmet with fucking...
Oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah. That's actually pretty smart for him. That's actually pretty, yeah.
Why is Ash fucking swaying? No idea.
I mean, so basically, he wants to take on the helmet, put the horns on it, and then roll it your style, then get some Angon dumbbells.
Oh, God.
Drinking pure fucking rum because his coke's run out. He's got the ratio all wrong in the mixer.
Just one straw coke, one straw rum, and it filled them both up. Shit, I've had that quick.
1-1. 50-50 mix.
Why is Ash flipping the table?
Why is he angry? Why is he screaming?
No, that's Tom when he gets drunk.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
Good.
No, I'm looking forward to Hellstorm. I do enjoy it.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. a pizza on Saturday or Sunday.
How many raffle tickets you
buy? Read any of the chats. Honestly, we're not getting pizza. Pizza's not a thing anymore. I like how much you're literally there all the time. You post on it and then you don't actually read anything.
Oh no. There's no pizza.
Well, by the sounds of it, you've missed everything. You've missed the event pack that Matt's had to remind you about, and you've now missed the food information. So you've probably missed a lot.
So, right. I'm now disappointed.
Yeah, there's no pizza. Sorry.
But what I'm going instead of pizza? I've all got to Wetherspoons now, haven't I?
The sandwiches that we normally get. There's 2 days of them.
Poor showing. I'm not angry. Just disappointed.
Do you know what?
Bring on the rain with Tom.
Do you know what? Oh, you know what? Before the episode, you have that random talk. I was going to do the custode talk. I'm kind of tempted to do that now. I might have the voiceover on when there's the overheads. Might have that. I'm not. What did you say about it?
I'm not angry. I'm yeah. Just disappointed.
I might have that now.
Tom was in charge, we wouldn't have this problem. Down with Marky. Long live Tom.
I don't want a war with Hellstorm. That's your problem.
Yeah. Don't mess with the fat man and his food. When parents. Where are our parents?
Do you want to upload this straight away so you can just have it?
You way I'm fucking
have we checked that her parents don't actually come up, because you know what we're like
when parents
it's just the signals are shit.
That's fine. Okay. We'll end the podcast and then I'll go live and we'll just do an agenda and then parents.
He won't do it because he's streaming.
Oh yeah. You've done parents before whilst he's been streaming.
It after.
No, we did it last time.
That's what, yeah.
So last just, time... just after he finished.
Or was it?
Yeah.
I remember last time we were filming towards it and it come while I was filming the parents went live.
Mm.
That's when I found out about World Eaters.
That's why you decided to play that as World Eaters.
Because when I played that game I thought, well, these are fun, these are.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so anything else you want to add before I end it?
Data slate when?
Parents when?
God buff when?
Nid buff when?
Never. When they finally fucking take Vigilus.
Just new detachments for everybody when?
You've got all them detachments. You've got like three more than fucking Custodes.
And Town. About Town and they're one, but okay, alright.
Oh, I thought you were about Nid.
Aluminum when? Helldivers?
Aluminium.
Aluminum. I'm pretty sure they called it aluminum. I can't remember.
Sounds like a dodgy American thing to me. I don't know. You're actually going to get good at warmer anyway. Careful. You know, like we do sometimes, like best of trash. I'm not bothered about that anymore. I want to know who's trash of trash.
We did that when we did that.
No, because there's some stiff competition now. Some stiff competition. We covered this
earlier. I barely play now because I'm working away all the time and shit like that.
If you want to keep that title, maybe you need to put some more games in. Show me how bad you are. No,
he wants the wooden spoon. That's what he wants.
It's not fun when he wants
it. I've had the wooden spoon multiple times now.
At least Jono's getting better. What's your excuse?
He doesn't play.
That doesn't play.
We just said
this multiple times. Yeah, I don't play enough. That's not a good
excuse.
I don't play enough. I don't play on Wednesday. I only played on Wednesday to prepare for Hellstorm, and that list I played with, I wasn't going to use that list tomorrow. Anyway.
Because you're not going to Hellstorm now?
Why would I play tomorrow when I go to cinema tomorrow?
Wednesday, sorry. I thought it was Tuesday.
I'm in Amsterdam.
Damn.
I'm in the dam.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to shit face.
doesn't drink though, does it? Yeah. Hey, I've gone played your mind. He's over that way, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah.
Who?
Jermaine.
Jermaine?
He's the big...
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Me and Ben played in a double today.
Yeah, you were drinking with him in fucking Sheffield, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Tom went on his rampage.
Or rampage.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it was fine till whatever, and it went on.
And then you just left him.
A picture went on to score. When we got there the next morning, Mike said, "How was your night?"
You were there, man. You were there.
It was the first thing he said to me when I walked in on Sunday. Says, "Oh, you had a good night then." It's like, fucking no.
Oh, I like that.
They all come out with the pictures because everyone out of Rent said, "Oh, you had a good night." I was like, "For first, who are you?" What?
Exactly. What did I do?
What did this time? People friend, I was like, "I don't." First off, I don't know who you are. So. What the fuck?
Tom walked up still pissed and carried on drinking.
Yeah,
he
did. I mean, he won most sportsman likes. So.
Yeah, that's because he plied his opponent. Not really sporty when you've drugged them.
But yeah, anything you want to add?
Yeah.
What?
Can you say it one more time for me?
The shit.
Thank you. Yeah. And the other one.
No.
Yeah, we can't do that one. That's too far.
That's way too far. Right. Cheers for listening. Cheers for watching. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.